Bring in Dad for Deer Meathead. Tell me where have you been? You know I
just closed my eyes. My whole world is so good morning, son.
Good morning, Dad. How are you?
I'm well. How about everybody in your family?
Oh, we're doing awesome. We're doing awesome. How about over there?
Great. Great. I actually just got up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sleeping in a little today, maybe?
I don't know. I was up like a light.
Okay. That's great. I'm glad that you are well rested.
Yes.
Am I going to see you soon?
Yes. Well, I hope so. I'm going up north. Why are we going up north?
Is Joanne, I could hear her. She indicated that you will be up there very soon.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going too, Dad. So that means we're going to have like a cookout together. You'll sit next to your buddy, Kevin.
But you always do that, don't you? Every year?
We go up. Oh, we go up all the time. We go up all the time, you know.
Yeah. No, that's great. I'm looking forward to that.
Maybe you and I can pick up some sticks together.
Yeah.
All right. So that'll be good. Joanne, when are you guys going to get there? Like Friday or something?
No, they're not going until Saturday because Chloe has to work.
Saturday. Okay.
Did you hear what she said?
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I'll be up there the whole... I guess you're staying until Tuesday, I think.
Yes, that's good.
Okay.
That's good.
All right. Yeah, we'll be there too. It's going to be awesome. I cannot wait. Under the stars, great temperatures, maybe go to the lake or something like that.
Yeah. Are you going to do your special cooking like you always do?
For you, yeah. Yes.
Wait a minute.
Oh, Joanne says you did that when you were here.
Yeah. That's when we had the shish kebab.
I was going to make a comment on that for you. I'll tell you, you do such terrific things when you do that.
Yeah.
I'm just looking forward to that generally.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I am an expert chef, okay?
I know you are, but you worked so hard the other day.
It was nothing. It's all the prep work. It was all good. I was so glad to spend the time with you guys.
You put a lot of love in there, son.
So I just heard the good news that Norman's going to be staying with you at Mike's.
What?
What did you say?
I'm kidding.
You said you were kidding?
Yeah, I was just kidding. No,
I hope so.
I don't want him to feel bad. I hope
he will come.
Yeah, I hope he's there.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, Norman. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
No.
Wow.
Dad.
That's an eye-opener.
Yeah, Dad, Rob writes this. He writes, Meathead, the 4th of July is coming up. Do you have any fireworks, safety tips, or stories for us?
Well, quite unfortunately, I really don't like fireworks.
No, I used to,
but I really don't like it. The reason I don't like it is because some people are using it in this area that is quite aggravating and quite dangerous for me. Like, for instance, I found huge pieces of black charred things on my roof.
Oh, so somebody would land.
Yeah, I'm not going to mention names and all that, just in case.
Well, no. Okay. So, and then the fear is it's going to catch your roof on fire.
It can do a lot of damage. And then my yard is so messed up. I got to pick up all of the crap. And of course, this is a large area. You know how big this lot is. And the neighbor across from me, they do bombarding.
Yeah, you might as well just say their name.
I don't really know their name.
Oh, okay.
They're their neighbors.
So the neighbor across the street from you is a real jackass, is what you're saying.
He is not.
Oh, okay.
I don't really know him. I spoke his... there's a woman over there. Real nice lady, I guess. You know, I had a nice conversation with her. couple days ago. But they bombard. My neighbor next door to me, Ron. Oh, this poor guy really gets it. They really nailed him bad.
All right, I'm just taking some notes. Your neighbor bombards you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that's another neighbor. I got quite a few neighbors in here.
Of course.
Pretty much all sticking to their own rules.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a couple of them really messed up.
All right. Adnan writes, Dear Meathead, do you remember the time when Uncle Peter punched you in the eye?
Punched me in the eye? Yeah, I do.
Yeah, we were just talking about that after Uncle Peter's passing and about that moment in time when that happened. And that was ugly. I'm not going to lie. It was ugly, but...
It sure was.
I cannot imagine, meeting with him again after that. I mean, was there ever an apology made or anything?
Nah, he don't do any of that.
Boy, the way you guys handled yourselves back in that era, in the mid-1970s, where you can just punch somebody in the eye, and then the next time you see him, just like, hey, how you doing? Like, everything's fine.
Well, yeah, Peter helped me, the shed that you've got.
Yeah, he helped to build the shed.
He did that to him.
Yeah.
He built that shed.
Yeah, I guess that's the way it was back then. You punched.
Yeah, no, we got over things, you know.
I mean, that would be like me punching my brother-in-law Kevin in the eye, you know?
Yeah. Oh, this guy, he was.
He's got a big stick.
Oh, man.
Wait, what did...
He would not hesitate to hit God.
What did Joanne just say? She said he's got a big what?
A big stick.
Oh,
big
stick. I thought she said something else.
No, big stick.
Oh, God.
I don't know what that stick means. What stick was that, Joanne? I got special sticks.
Wow.
The guy that... whatchamacallit, brother, Mike's brother?
Yeah.
He bought one, and I ended up having it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we're talking about sticks here, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sticks. Good. All right.
Wooden sticks.
Gotcha. Okay. Nathan writes, "Hey, I'm planning a vacation, Meathead. Do you know of any good vacation spots?"
Oh boy. I'll tell you what, we did vacation years ago, San Diego. We traveled quite a bit of the country there, you know, but San Diego is a favorite area for us.
San Diego is a good time. Okay. What about Grayling, Michigan?
Well, yeah, Grayling is actually what I grew up with. It's my favorite. I get so much over there. You grew up in there.
Yeah, but that's just because of family.
But there was family. But this, the other one I'm talking about is Joanne and I used to travel quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, like there's scenic things to do in San Diego and you got the ocean. I mean, Grayling, all you do is pretty much back in the day, we'd get drunk and throw up.
Yeah, right. Honestly, I don't have any favorite of anything. Any traveling along with the friends is a great thing to do.
All right, Dad. Kenny has a question. He says, Dear Meathead, my question is a little different today. What is the best piece of advice that anyone ever gave you?
Really pushed the issue of my stopping.
Was that? Wait. Did Joanne just say stop drinking?
Stop drinking. Yeah.
Wow. That, you know what? She's probably right.
Yeah. I haven't had a drink for maybe 20 some years, isn't it, Joanne?
Longer than that.
I remember that. I remember I about dropped the phone when you told me, yeah, I quit drinking. I was like, you did? How?
I'm on a dime. She told me that she gave me an ultimatum.
Oh, you had that happen too. I had that happen as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we both had the same lecture from the significant other.
mean, I when we were up north, oh, good God.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that, I tell you what, I'm still finding schnapps bottles.
I don't know why that was the case, but then again, I'll tell you what, I feel great that I do not drink.
Yeah, it keeps you alive longer. You know, ultimately...
I haven't had a touch of that in years.
Yeah, I don't... Do you ever get, like, urges or anything?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I don't either. I for somehow, I've been blessed with being able to quit that cold turkey like you did and not look back. But I...
Yeah, that's, people are just drunks. That's just... They're no fun. I mean, you know...
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough being around a drunk when you're not drunk. What about, now I occasionally have dreams that I'm drinking, and then I wake up and I feel bad because I've convinced myself from the dream that I drank. Have you ever had a dream that you were drinking?
No, I don't even have a thought of it.
Oh, I do all the damn time. It's horrible.
I didn't know you had this kind of problems.
You mean about, drinking too much?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. That I was 25 years old when I gave it up.
Because I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wasn't with you, but I mean, because I was living with Diana, we were married, and I was drinking a lot, and she said it was interfering with our relationship, and that I had to choose between the booze or her. So I said, yeah. Well, I choose you, of course. So then that was it, you know? I mean, that's very similar to what you went through. Thank God.
Identical.
Yeah, thank God that our wives did that. I mean, we owe a lot to our wives.
You know, her and I occasionally, when we were married in those days, we'd come home from work and all that. We'd sit on a porch and have a couple of drinks, and that was the end of it. Then it... As it went, it got magnified, you know?
Yeah, you know, and then you and I are very similar brain makeup. We kind of let it consume us. And, you know, honestly, had we not had that type of interference from our wives, there's a pretty good chance we could both be dead.
I'd be dead.
You know?
Oh, that was just too much.
So that's another reason why we owe a lot to our wives.
Yes, yes. I'm so grateful for that.
Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay, and that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate... I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock. All right, Dad. Let me see here. Brian has kind of a serious question. He writes, my family and I have been through a lot this past year, including my dad passing away and my aunt.
Wait. Start from the beginning. What happened?
Brian's said that he's been through a lot this past year. And,
okay.
Like his father had passed away. And
oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
He had some other family members pass away. And then he says, And now Meathead, and he's a young man too, this Brian, he says, now I'm battling cancer. Are there any?
He is battling cancer?
Correct. And he said, are there any words of encouragement you can send my way? Signed, Brian in New Jersey.
Brian, I'm so sorry to hear the bad news, really. But, you know, there's an old theory that I, somehow or other, ever since I found God, God gives you enough that you can handle it. Now, you just have to be strong enough to realize that you've got a situation that very possibly can be controlled. But the only thing is that you got to stick to the laws and rules of your medical advices.
All right, yeah, it sounds like that the doctor's a lawyer.
Well, I don't know, but that's reality.
All right, so what you're saying is have faith, say some prayers, and do what the doctor tells you.
Absolutely, 100%. The laws, don't say, let's do a little bit of this. It's going to be all right. I'm only doing it once in a blue moon. No, just quit it and be 100%. The rules of medicine is what you have to follow through. And unfortunately, it's the most dreadful disease that I've heard of.
Well, I'm pretty sure Brian is in some great hands with his medical professionals. I talked to him.
100% says adhere to the rules that they give you.
All right. Well, I like that. And then if you could talk to God, I think you'll be good to go. And you know what? Not everybody believes in God, Dad. You know what I mean?
Yes, I realize that.
Like, I've got...
It's about time they find out. God is... given to us from the power that has somehow or other existed for years and years and years. It's a comforting type of thing.
Well, if you feel at peace, after saying some prayers, that wellness that you feel, that could promote healing, could put you in a good spot mentally, which, in my opinion, can help with your attitude as you deal. And, you know, a positive attitude is very, very important when it comes to convalescing and recovering. So I think that it's worth a shot, for God's sake.
It's 100% worth a shot.
All right. Aram writes this. Hello, sir.
I was just thinking of him this morning.
Well, listen to this. He writes, a guy recently stopped taking personal phone calls from his friends while at work in order to focus on his job more. So Aram is talking about he's at work, and then people would call this guy and interrupt him. And then Aram writes, now his friends won't talk to him after work. He thinks it might be because their feelings are hurt. Are you following me as to what's going on here?
I'll tell you something. Place of work is place of work. People should realize that the man's got a job and he cannot be disrupted.
Yeah, and don't take it personal.
Don't take it personal. Call him at his home when he's after work.
Okay. Yep. Yep. That sounds.
You can't call him on his job. His employer doesn't appreciate you picking up the phone every 15 minutes to respond to a call. He's got a job. He's got a responsibility.
Right on. You know, things happen. It's not the end of the world.
Yes.
Okay, Dad. The lovely Brandis. This is a sweet lady named Brandis. She writes, dear Meathead, can you tell me what has been your favorite vacation in your lifetime? We got a lot of vacation questions for you today, Dad. What's your favorite vacation in your lifetime?
Well, I got to go to my wife on that.
I'll bet.
My vacations when I was a single guy was no vacation. It was a drinking party and whatever.
Right, right.
But my vacations has always been with my wife.
Probably when we went to California, right, Dad?
Right.
Yeah, that was...
A California trip was a wonderful trip. We really had, we just, we We did. We enjoyed it. Were we newlywed, Joanne? Or?
You had only been married a few years when we went there. I didn't like it because my cousin's Russian husband tried to get me drunk.
Yeah, well, we did that too.
Yeah.
I remember a guy that played some kind of an instrument.
Yeah, that was Vahag.
We're visiting him down there.
Yeah.
That's the one that gave him
That was
that's the one that gave you the blues.
Yeah, that was Vahag the Russian, that crazy bastard.
Right. He would take his instrument under the water and play it under the water for a few seconds.
I remember that. He got out of the water, and then he made me a big, stiff drink of whiskey with a little...
Oh, my God. It was vodka.
Whatever. And he says, hey, yeah, because I had a summer cold. And he goes, drink this. It'll make you feel better. Stupid Russian. And so I slammed it.
And you started puking.
Started throwing up everywhere. It was horrible. I was 14 years old. Unbelievable. Probably turned me into an alcoholic right there.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it.
Okay. Well, Dad, we are just a couple of days away. I'll see you down the road. It's going to be terrific. I can't wait to see everybody. And, I've got one more for you, Dad.
All right. Lay it on me.
I guess it's from me. Dad, I'm getting a colonoscopy on Friday.
Why?
Well, once you turn 50, you're supposed to get one every so often.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
I see.
It's a preventative thing to make sure that I'm healthy. Have you ever had one of these?
No.
You never have?
Joanne says I had two. I don't remember that.
You said no, and she said you had two.
Oh, I've had several, she said.
Okay, well, now Joanne's been through this too with colon health. It's not the most pleasant thing, but it's very, very important, obviously.
Yes, it is.
You know, just in case there's something wrong, they can catch it early. Do either of you have any advice for your sweet son?
Well, no. The advice is that you have to go to doctors and start listening to what the doctors are.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yes, and you're doing a good thing. Are you alerting me or something? Or?
Well, it's just Kenny reminded me that since I'm having a colonoscopy, I should ask him if I should ask you if I have any advice as a patient.
Well, I thought that the only reason you had colonoscopy is because you had an issue or something.
No. You know how like when you go to a doctor and he holds a stethoscope up to your chest to listen to your heart?
Yeah.
This is similar to that, except they do it. They put the camera inside of your keister to make sure there's no cancer there.
Yeah. They almost knock you out.
Yeah, they put the medicine in you, and then then you wake up and it's over.
Yeah. Hey, you said something. I gotta talk to you about my doctor. I don't think he listens to this thing.
You better hope not.
When I go to checkups, you know.
Yeah.
I do that 4 times a year, you know, every 3-4 years, 4 months. He listens to your heart. Listen to how he does. He's got this stethoscope, or what is that, what they call him?
Yeah.
Instead of putting it on your chest, you know, he just runs it across it. It barely touches my shirt.
Oh.
And he thinks that's a good thing to do.
Well, that's his, I guess that's his thing, huh?
He asked me if I'm all right, then that's it, you know?
Oh, I'm actually quite relieved. I thought you were going to say that he, like, puts it on your ding-dong.
No. you got quite the lyrics. Oh, boy.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you guys are the best. Have a great day, and I'll see you soon.
All right, looking forward to seeing you, honey.
Okay, honey. All right, I love you guys.
And your beautiful wife,
yes.
And what's the relationship are you and your...
Brother-in-law. Yeah, remember, be careful.
I remembered what we were laughing at.
Okay, that's an inside joke, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
I will tell her that. And remember, look out. Your neighbor bombards you. Be careful.
Oh, yeah. I will.
Okay, stick to the laws and the rules.
Right.
Okay, I love you guys.
God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. The cats in the cradle and the suit.